Hi. Hey, hello there. Hi, boys and girls. Hi, kids. Hey, come in here right now, because it's time for the party with Big John and Sparky.
And now, boys and girls, it's time for the further adventures of Big John and Sparky. Today's chapter, The Long Voyage Home. Well, kids, after all the fun and adventure and excitement of our big game hunting expedition in Africa, the dive to the bottom of the diamond-covered lake, the adventure with the pygmy savages, the adventure with the people from the lost continent of Atlantis, the elephant's graveyard, shooting the rhinoceros, we're mighty happy to be on our way back to the USA aboard Captain Squinty's sailing ship, the April Blossom. We're in the Atlantic Ocean now on a warm, warm day.
Hey, John, how you doing? Excuse me. Are you asleep?
No. I'm just lying here soaking up the sun. I don't know about the mayor. How about it, Mayor?
No, I'm not asleep either. Just resting my eyeballs. I'm telling you, this is the life. If I was a millionaire, fellers, I think I'd take and buy me a big yacht and do nothing but cruise around in these here tropic waters.
Yeah, wouldn't that be fun?
I should say it would be. Yeah, this is the life, all right.
Say, do you think I'll have a very good sunburn when we get home, Big John?
Well, if you want a suntan, you don't have to get it by lying out here on the deck of the ship. You had a pretty dark suntan when we left Africa.
Yeah, I guess it did. Boy, that African sun is really hot.
Can't be any hotter than it is right now.
That's right.
Remember, we're sailing just a few hundred miles south of the equator right now.
Yeah, I know. Captain Squinty told me this morning. Hey, what's old Yuki doing over there by the ship's rail?
Yeah, I don't know. Just looking out over the ocean through his binoculars.
What in the world would he expect to see through them there binoculars way out here in the ocean?
I don't know. Let's go over and ask him.
Hey, you go over and ask him. If it turns out to be something interesting, call us and we'll come over and join you, okay?
Well, sure, okay.
Boy, I just don't feel like moving.
There it isn't. I don't feel like moving, but already I'm a little bit curious. Why is it every time I get comfortable that there Yuki Butcher comes up with something to interrupt my comfort?
Well, come on, let's get up. We've been playing around here long enough anyway, Mayor.
I still can't for the life of me see what Yuki expects to see out there through his binoculars.
Don't suppose he's looking for other ships, do you, Mayor? Of course, I don't see why he'd be looking for ships.
Oh, Buster, there's no telling what he'd be liable to be looking for out here in the ocean. Just nothing. I have no way of knowing at all.
Spyglass, if I do that long enough, well, I will.
Hey, what's going on here, fellas?
Hey, Big John, you know what Yuki's looking for?
Well, you finally got our curiosity roused. What are you looking for, Yuki?
I'm looking for mermaids.
Mermaids?
You're not serious, are you?
Oh, for goodness sake. I told you, Big John, I told you.
Well, I have heard many strange, odd, and fantastic tales about mermaids in the ocean. All of my life, one of my lifetime ambitions has been for just once in my life to see a real, real mermaid.
Can you beat that, Big John?
Yuki, didn't you know there are no such thing as mermaids?
There ain't?
Of course there ain't, Yuki. Mermaids are nothing but fake Newtons of the imagination.
You sure of that, Mayor?
Sure I am. Haven't I sailed the seven seas, man and boy, for nigh on to 25 years? In all my seagoing days, I have never seen no mermaids.
Well, Mayor, maybe you just didn't sail the right seas at the right time. I have heard many strange, odd, and fantastic tales about mermaids.
Well, sure, I have heard tales about them, but I have never seen one.
You mean there really aren't such things as mermaids?
No. Listen, if you fellas don't believe me, go ask Captain Squinty. Well, you won't have to go. He's coming here right now. Hey, Squinty. Squinty, come on over here a minute.
Aye, what are you squabs doing over here?
Say, Squinty, Yuki Butcha here has been looking out to the ocean through his binoculars all morning and most of this afternoon. What do you suppose he's looking for?
Shiver my timbers if I know. What you looking for?
Mermaids, Squinty. Mermaids. Real, live mermaids.
Yeah, that's a good one. Mermaids, huh?
Well, I fail to see the significance of your laughter there, Captain Squinty, begging your pardon.
Well, mermaids ain't nothing more than good storytelling material for sailors, that's all. Yuki may just as well stop looking for those through those binoculars, because you won't see any mermaids.
Well, if you fellas don't mind, I shall continue to look anyway. Never say die, Yuki, that's my name.
Now, ain't that the most disgusting thing you have ever seen? Come on, Big John. Let's go back and lay down on the deck in the sun. He's just getting ready to fall to sleep anyway.
Yeah, all right, Mayor. You coming along, Sparky?
No, Big John. I think I'll stay here with Yuki and look through my binoculars, too.
Well, lad, I'm telling you, you won't see any mermaids.
No, I'm not going to be looking for mermaids.
What are you going to be looking for?
Sea monsters. Yeah, boy, I've heard a lot of stories about sea monsters, and I thought that maybe...
Now, listen, lad, allow your old mayor to tell you there ain't no such things.
Never mind, Mayor. Come on, let them look. If it gives them pleasure to look for something they're not even going to see, let them do it.
Yeah, yes, I guess you're right. Come on, Buster, let's squirm and lay down in the sun.
All right, Mayor. Boy, you never know what those two are liable to think up next, do you? Just one.
Boy, it looks like they don't expect us to see anything through our binoculars, Yuki.
Ah, who cares? A while back, lad, I was watching a school of whales. It was highly interesting. You know, they squirt water up into the air out of their snoots.
Yeah, that's right. I saw some whales. I saw some whales the time we sailed up to Mantinicus Isle.
You know, lad, I think you got a pretty good idea looking for sea monsters. I have also heard many strange, odd, and fantastic tales about sea monsters during the course of my lifetime.
Yeah, so have I.
I'll never forget the story I heard about a sea monster that was twice as long as a battleship. It was sighted off the coast of Scotland back in the summer of 1936.
Well, I hope we see one.
Hey, wait a minute, lad. Wait a minute.
What's the matter? You see something?
I don't know. I see something bobbing up and down way over there on the horizon. See where I'm pointing, lad? Look over there. See, just follow
my
finger.
I'm looking through my binoculars in that direction, Yuki. Wait a minute. Yeah, I think I see something. Sure is far away, because it looks just like a little wee tiny black speck.
Yeah. There's something out there, all right. Look what that is.
Yeah, there sure is. Hey, Big John. Hey, Captain Squinty, you made a pump front?
Now what?
We see something out there on the ocean. Come here and take a look.
Yes, sirree. There's something out there, all right. Hey, I sure hope it's a mermaid.
Now, Yuki, we've told you there's no such thing as mermaids. There's no use looking like that.
What's this thing you think you see there, lad?
Right over there, Captain Squinty. See, right over there on the horizon.
I don't see nothing.
Neither do I.
Well, it's too far away to see, Big John. In fact, even when we look through the binoculars, it just looks like a little old tiny speck.
I'll take a look through my glass. Step aside there, mateys.
Tell us if you see any mermaids, Squinty.
Still out there. Doesn't seem to be getting any closer, though.
Now, that's strange.
You see anything, Captain Squinty?
Yes, I do, mate.
Maybe it's another ship.
Oh, that couldn't be. We were just making contact with the nearest ship. The radio room, not more than a half hour ago. That ship we had contact with is 500 miles north of us. This thing we're looking at is south of us. Isn't supposed to be any ship in that vicinity.
Well, maybe it's a mermaid.
Nah, it's impossible. I'll tell you what, we're going to find out what it is. Because there ain't supposed to be any ships in this vicinity. Ahoy there, Barnabas! Give us 5 points to the port side. Give us sou'west to south.
Wow, a mysterious speck on the horizon. I wonder if it's a mermaid or a sea monster. Well, either one would be just fine. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy.
Well, as you can imagine, about that time, I got curious. Could it be a sea monster? Or a mermaid, even though aren't supposed to be such things? Obviously, Captain Squinty sees something, so we're going to investigate, and I suggest you be with us next time on the further adventures of Big John and Sparky.